it's not over.
I know you are right where you think everything has come to an end. I want to tell you it's not over because I want you to know that every end, there is a new beginning. I want you to write that down. I need to think about this. It's very important now. I want you to understand it's not over. I know you went through a difficult time, and in the part where you are, it is in a dark place and you somehow can't figure out your next step. But I need you to say these words in your mind and understand what you're telling yourself. It's not over. So you've been working on that dream. You've been working on that goal. You have put so much effort into this marriage. You have put so much effort into this relationship. Or you are working on becoming the greatest of all time. And you have become into a place or into a new territory of your life that you feel so much pain and frustration that you want to quit. But I want to tell you, it's not over. Now, at the end of every season, there's a new season. And at the end of every road, there's a new road. And at the end of every end, there's a new beginning. So I need to get to that point where you are now entering and you are allowing your mind to see and to have and to do the things that is meant to be done, but most of all, that will put you in the position of where you will get to the next level. But you must say these words to yourself and you must believe it with your heart. You must say it's not over. I'm talking about, yeah, you've lost a loved one and you've got to that point where you're wondering to yourself, look, they add so much value to me. They have been there for me. They have poured into me. They have been my rock and my fortress. They have been there when nobody was. But I want to tell you this. It's not over because it cannot be over. Because where you're about to enter, you're about to enter into new territory. Somebody say new territory. You're about to move into new territory that will put you in a position of greatness. That people, listen, will you will sit amongst kings, and that fuel, that propeller that it was that has left you and has gone is now become. It's now become the very reason why you get up every morning. It's now positioned you where you understand that the pain you feel, that the circumstance that you're going through has put you in a position of greatness. So listen to me very carefully. You got to say these words and I want you to believe them. Say, it's not over until I win. And even when you think to yourself that winning is not everything, but understanding that you must stay motivated, you must stay up, you must stay in that position where you're about to make your breakthrough, you're about to get to the next level, you're about to go to a position where you're able to be a blessing to more people. Let me tell you this, all men are created equal. We have the greatest commodity. We have this. We have the very same thing that put us on the same level. One, this morning you got up and you got the breath in your lungs. You're able to breathe. You've got a heartbeat and you are here now. So because you are here now, you got the very thing that has that Oprah Winfrey had, that Steve Jobs did have. I'm trying to tell you this, that the great Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, I'm trying to say you have the very thing that they had to do more and to be more, which is time. And the only thing you got to understand is, it's with your time that allows you to become who you are created to be. But you must be able to understand the value of your time. You must be able to realize that in your season of your darkness, you must understand that even though you want to dwell there, you can't stay there. Because in the dark place, these things only must come to pass to make you stronger. So say, I will not stay here. I must understand. And you must become. Look, let me tell you something real quick. I remember when I couldn't even spell my second name, Jerome, and I was unable to even fill out a plane ticket, like, you know, that pink paper that they give you when you're entering to another country, and they ask you about, you've got to fill this out before you leave the flight. I'm trying to explain to you, I was struggling with even spelling, reading, or writing. But in that dark place, I said to myself, it's not over. Because I made up my mind that I was going to do and be more. And for those people that used to laugh at me, they are now following me. They're expecting more things out of me. Because even though I'm in a dark place, I know it's not over. So I want you to get to a point that you understand it's not over until you win. You must understand this. And many of us are going through things right now, and during this pandemic, during this COVID-19, a lot of people has seen broken relationships. A lot of people have become frustrated because of their loss of loved ones. A lot of people right now is trying to find someone to blame. But sometimes in the supernatural mindset of the supernatural realm, you understand there are some things that is beyond your control. And if you understand that when these things are beyond your control, you need to go back to a position where you can control the things that you can control. And I want to tell you this, the very thing that you can control is knowing that your willpower will push you to greatness. But you must say, look, I will not give up. I will not give in. I understand it's not over. I'm about to move into a new territory, a new beginning. I'm about to be transformed because I'm going to value my time. And while I'm here, I will make my mark. I will show up to the spot. I will dedicate myself for the greater good. I'll put myself in a position where I can sit amongst kings. I need you to be in a place where you understand that the pain that you're going through is temporary. Somebody say temporary. I'm telling you, the pain that you're going through is just for a season. And in this season, there is something that is called about muscle memory. And it's about to help you to build. Oh man, it's helping to build yourself to get to the next level. So you gotta say it's not over. You gotta encourage yourself and get to a point where you understand that this circumstance, this problem, this situation, the very thing that you're challenging yourself with, this dream that seems so far, I need you. It is as close as you believe it. It's not over. So I want to encourage you. I want to help you to get to a point where you understand that every circumstance, every situation is not your final destination. Every problem or every obstacle, every challenge or every downfall, every pain you feel is just telling you it's time for you to say to yourself, it's not over. And when you say it's not over now, you got to be prepared for the new beginning. Say, it's my new beginning. Come on now. Say, it's my new beginning. And listen to me. When you're at the beginning of everything, I know some of you in some marriages, some of you in some relationships that you forget in the beginning stage, you were so excited, you couldn't put the phone down. I remember one of my first girlfriends, right? And my mom was like, you know, son, you ain't paying the bills around here. You know, the bill came up to just over nearly 500-600 pounds. And I was like, he said, Mom, I say, you spend so much time on the telephone. I'm talking about those days without mobile phones, okay? I'm not talking cell phone. I'm talking about a house line. I'm trying to explain to you, when you fall in love or when you're in that position of the beginning stage of anything, you're excited about it. And this is what I'm saying to you. When the pain comes, you understand, and you come to that breaking point, you come to that point where you feel like it's the end, I need you to say, it's not over. Why? Because you're about to get to the next level. You're about to break a breakthrough. You're about to reposition your mindset. You're about to get to a point where you're able to elevate. Somebody say elevate. You're about to elevate that you're able to see a different view. Come on. I want somebody right now, wherever you are in your circumstance, wherever you are in your pain, and wherever you are in your grief, wherever you are right now, I need you to say next level. Somebody say next level. I want you to understand that, listen to me, I believe that every new beginning, there's a new sunrise. Somebody say new sunrise. With every new beginning, there's a new sunrise. And it's a different view. You've never seen it this way before. You're unable to be in a position that you have never been, that you've ever been. I need you to understand this. I need you to get this. And I need you to be in this place that even though the darkness, this darkness that you're in and the pain that makes you cry, That situation that makes you want to give up, That situation that makes you want to give in, I need you to understand this is about to build muscle memory. And at your new beginning, oh man, you're about to see a different light. You're about to see a new view. You're about to be about in realignment with your new task. I need you to understand. Somebody say next level. Next level is coming. Say it's my season. It's your season. It's my season. It's our season. We have just come out of, or we are going through this pandemic. But I need you to understand, it's not just the only the strong will survive, but it's those that was destined to survive. It's in this season must recognize their greatness, to must understand their purpose, to go after their calling, to walk into their destiny, to become that person that is a masterpiece that was divinely designed long before, oh man, long before this season, and was given a plan and was given a dream. And I needed to believe it, that now that you're about to hit rock bottom, you're about to understand that it's not over until you win. So therefore, you're about to enter into a new beginning, into a new season. And I need you to understand this, and you need to receive this. Look, every one of us got the greatest gift. If you can hear me with the sounds of your voice, you've got the greatest gift given to man, and that we have time. We have time, and it's what we do with our time that allows us to be, that allows us to grow. And without change, there's no growth. Somebody say this. Without change, there is no growth. So I'm asking you, where are you right now? Are you in a position of changing? You see, a lot of people love a butterfly, but they don't know the process of becoming a butterfly. You see, a lot of people look around and they see the beautiful butterflies flying about, but they did not know that they had the pulp, and then they had the caterpillar stage, and they did not see when the transformation and the patience and the things that the caterpillar had to go through the process of each stage until it became that beautiful butterfly. So therefore, all I'm trying to encourage you today, all I want you to get into your mindset, is that you understand it's not over because you're just transitioning. Somebody say transition. You're about to enter. You're about to move. You're about to pass through. You're about to become. You're about to be in a position of greatness. So therefore, I am, and I believe, and I want you to understand that your next level, your is about to walk into, oh man, unknown territory. But that territory is ordained and created for you of prosperity and wealth and abundance and of greatness. And I need you to understand it's not over because you are just about to get a breakthrough. You are just about to get to a next level. You are just about to become the greatest of all time. I need you to believe in yourself so much that you understand that the pain of grief, that pain of suffering, that pain of frustration. Listen to me. I'm a college dropout. I struggle with learning disability, dyslexia, and dyscalculia. I was beaten to learn in the Caribbean. Some teachers said my head was too hard to learn. Some said I wouldn't amount to anything. They used to laugh at me. Look, I understand I was broke, sleeping on a park bench, homeless. I'm trying to explain to you. I am now at the next level where I understood that my gift
will put room for me at the table, so I will sit amongst kings, and I will be able, I will be able to be a blessing for those who need the blessing, but most of all, for me to walk into a territory that was created for me. And I want you to believe this, because your breakthrough is coming, because at your rock bottom, you're about to hit the greatness, the greatest moments of your life that you can look back and say, I made it through. Come on. I just needed to breathe and say, I made it through. Why? Because if you could just hear the heartbeat of your lungs, of your heart, if you could hear the heartbeat and you could feel your lungs where that air is puffing through, and as it comes through your nostril, I want you to understand that you are here now. And the fact that you are here now, you have greatness inside of you. You have the gift of the dream. And therefore, if you could just believe the dream, if you could just eat the dream, if you could just smell the dream, if you could just be in a position where you would accept that at your rock bottom is just your new beginning. At your dark place is just your new beginning. And when the light comes, when that morning comes, they say weeping might endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I'm trying to tell you that your circumstance is not your final destination. Your pain is just building muscle memory to remind you that you are strong enough, you are great enough, you are powerful beyond measure, and I will rise. Come on, you've got to say it with me. I will rise, because if you say you will rise, then therefore you will fly. If you say you will fly, then therefore, you will soar. And if you are soaring amongst wings as eagles, I need to understand the view will be better. And you are going through that transition stage where you understand that this circumstance that you're in, this painful situation that you want to describe to me, that everything that you truly desire is right around the corner, and it's not over. Just say it's not over. It's not over. It's your boy Dr. G, the Love Motivator. I need to get to that point. Somebody said to me, Gershom, you make so much messages and you make them for free. You're not making no money. Why do you do this? Because my purpose is greater than money. And I understand my time is more valuable than money. And I do this for somebody that is unable to help themselves. And I'm doing this for somebody so they can pass the baton to somebody that could find a cure for cancer and is just in that dark place and you're trying to figure it out. I'm doing this for the mother that was abandoned and their children are suffering now because of what she went through. I'm doing this for the father that does not know how to make it through as being a good father. That what his examples he saw before him and he's trying to figure it out. I'm doing it for this child or this teenager that is trying to figure out their destination. I'm trying to tell you that your circumstance or where you are and you're where you are right now is not your final destination. So don't let your pain break you but make you. Don't let your pain break you but make you. Make it push you to greatness, but most of all, mold you into becoming that person that will be walking into new territory. Listen to me, guys. All men are created equal. We all clock in and we will certainly all clock out. It's what we do between clocking in and clock out that counts. So what you're going to do today to live your best life?